time after time.
Excuse me. I wonder if you have a light. I said, I wonder if you have a light.
What?
You all right?
What were you saying?
I asked if you had a light.
No, sorry, I don't smoke. I haven't. I don't smoke.
Oh, well, thank you anyway.
Look, could I speak to you for a moment?
Of course.
Please sit down, join me for a few moments. I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing to be sorry about. What's wrong?
It's just that I don't know where I am.
How do you mean?
Where am I?
Oh, the lounge.
Of?
The Welburn Hotel.
In?
What?
What town is this?
Welburn.
The Welburn Hotel, Welburn.
Yes. Look, I've got to be going. I'm meeting my wife.
What is your name?
Carter, Robert Carter. And yours?
Oh, I've got your suitcase, sir. If you'll just follow me, I'll lead you to your room. Here we are, sir. This is your room.
Look, would you please tell me something?
The bathroom is just here, sir, and that's the telephone for room service or outside calls.
What is my name?
I'm sorry, sir.
Did I book this room?
Yes, sir, that's right, sir.
In what name was the room booked?
The bathroom is just there, sir, and that's the telephone for room service and outside calls.
Yes, you've already said that. It isn't what I asked.
There's notepaper on the table there, and, oh, there's a radio above your bed just here. If there's anything else you want, sir, please don't hesitate to ask.
Hello?
Darling, it's me.
Who is this?
It's your mother, darling.
Mother?
Please come back.
Mother, listen to me. Where am I?
I don't understand.
I think I'm going mad.
You know I love you.
I don't know where I am or who I am.
Darling.
Who are you? What's your name?
What's wrong, dear?
Please stop asking questions and answer some.
I'll call again.
No, don't hang up.
Bye, dear.
What's your number? Give me your number.
What the hell? These aren't my clothes.
Porter, sir, come here for a moment.
Yes, sir, can I help you, sir?
This suitcase that you brought up, it isn't mine. It looks like mine, but it isn't mine. And the clothes belong to someone else.
That suitcase was in your car, sir, the Triumph.
My car's not a Triumph.
You arrived in it, sir.
When?
About 2 hours ago.
2 hours?
You arrived, you were tired, you had a sleep.
I had a sleep? Excuse me. Yes?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Look, what is this? I can hear you perfectly well. What do you want?
Can you hear me?
Who are you?
He can't hear. I can't get through.
Porter. Damn, he's gone.
Excuse me, do you work here?
Yes, sir. I'm barman.
Is the manager about? Can I speak to him?
He's not here at the moment, sir. If you'd just like to sit down for a while, I'll let him know you wish to speak with him.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
What were you saying?
I asked if you had a light.
Sorry, I don't smoke.
Oh, well, thank you anyway.
Do you mind if I ask you something? May I?
Of course.
It's just that I don't know where I am.
How do you mean?
Where am I? In God's name, where am I?
The lounge.
Of?
The Welburn Hotel.
Wait a minute. We've said this before.
Yes. Look, I've got to be going. I'm meeting my wife.
And now I ask your name and you say...
Carter, Robert Carter.
And now the porter turns up.
I've got your suitcase, sir. If you just follow me, I'll lead you to your room.
Well, go yourself. I'm not following. I need a few answers. Barman?
Sir?
Did you contact the manager?
Yes, he'll see you now.
Where?
Follow me, sir, and I'll take you there. Here we are, sir.
But this is my room.
The bathroom is just there, sir. And that's the telephone for room service and outside calls.
Yes, I know. And there's a radio above the bed and notepaper on the table there.
If there's anything you want, sir, please don't hesitate to ask.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Oh, it's you again.
Try to talk to me.
Certainly. Anything. What's the difference?
Louder. Louder.
Oh, stop playing games. Go to hell.
Can you hear me?
Who are you?
Can you hear me?
Who am I?
What? What?
Who am I?
Wood.
I didn't ask you where I was. I asked who I was.
Nothing.
What was that?
Let's leave it.
But I... Damn. Wood. That's it, of course, that's it. That's my name. Wood. Paul Wood. That's it, that's my name. Yes?
Mr. Wood.
Oh, suddenly everyone's speaking my name.
It's the manager here, sir. I believe you wish to get in touch with me. Can I help in any way?
Well, I don't wish to sound sarcastic in any way, but I had been wondering who I was and where I was and why I was here and where this place was. A few simple questions like that. Well, now I know who I am, but the rest is as much a mystery as it was before. Now, not only am I completely in the dark, but I'm also perfectly convinced that you're all going to keep me in the dark. I've no doubt I could go on asking you questions until the cows come home, and I've no doubt that at the end of it, I would be just as baffled as I am now.
I'm sorry you're not happy, sir. What can I do?
You can arrange for me to leave this place immediately.
Certainly, Mr. Wood. Will you be going to the station?
Anywhere, as long as I can get out of this hotel and out of the town.
I only mention it because I happen to know that Mr. Carter is leaving in about 10 minutes. As you seem to be friends with him, I've no doubt he would give you a lift to the station.
All right. I'll ask him. Nice of you to give me a lift. I won't forget the favor.
Pleasure.
How far is it to the station?
I was told it was about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? I would have thought we'd been going more than 5 minutes already.
Have we?
You say you were told it was about 5 minutes. Don't you know where it is?
Afraid not. I've never been here before.
Tell me, when you drop me at the station, where are you going on to?
Oh, damn.
What?
There was a policeman ahead. He's dragging me down.
Wonder what the hell he wants.
Well, we'll soon know. He's coming over.
Yes, officer. Is there trouble?
Sorry, there's been an accident. The road's blocked here. Where are you going?
Well, first of all, we're heading for the station.
I see. Well, you'll have to make a little detour, I'm afraid. Go down here, sir, then turn right into Elm Road. Then you're back on course.
Thank you, officer.
What's wrong? You're sweating.
I don't like diversions. Keep your eyes open for Elm Road.
You don't know where we are any more than I do, do you?
No.
You're as lost and confused as I am.
I'm afraid so.
Then why the hell did you tell me that the hotel was called the Welburn and the town called Welburn?
Where's this blaster turning to the right?
There it is, there. Now, tell me, why did you say this place was called Welburn?
I made it up.
Why?
I had to say something. Anything. There I was in this hotel and I didn't know why or how I'd got there. Nobody seemed to give me a straight answer to anything. I just kept going round in circles. And then you turned up. At least there was someone else to share this place with me, someone who looked as confused as I was. I had to say something. I thought I was going crazy. But perhaps I am going crazy. I am crazy. But when you came into that hotel lounge, I had to speak, say anything. So I asked you for a light. Then I could see that you were going to be no help. In fact, perhaps... you were part of them. So I made up some story about having to meet my wife. I don't know why, it just rang a bell.
What did?
Meeting my wife. Then the porter came and took you to your room.
This is ridiculous. We seem to have lost the way or something. Where are we now? I'm sure we passed that building before.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to pull into this garage here, get some petrol and perhaps a bit of direction at the same time. Oh. This looks a thriving little place. Not a car in sight.
There's not a person in sight.
Wonderful. A ghost garage. Just what we need. Wonderful.
Oh, look. There's someone over there.
Excuse me. Could you come here for a moment?
Sir?
I'd like a bit of service, if it's not too much trouble. Fill her up with Forster.
Haven't you read the sign?
What sign?
The sign that says we haven't any petrol.
Why not?
You haven't read the papers either, have you?
As a matter of fact, we haven't.
We're up to our ears in a union fight. It's causing terrible delivery troubles. You'll have to go around the corner there. There's a garage about 100 yards down the road. They might have some. First left there. Best of luck.
Now what?
Oh, I'm so busy fussing about the damn petrol, I forgot to ask the direction to the station.
Well, we'll ask when we get to the other garage. And I hate to remind you, but we've a lot more to find out than just the way to the station.
Well, it'll do for starters. Look, Paul, there's something I haven't told you yet. When I saw you going upstairs with the porter, I noticed that the suitcase he was carrying was mine. Now, why should you have my suitcase? I couldn't work that out. I still can't.
So it was your suitcase?
Yes, as I'm saying. I watched you go. Then got to work again. Now, there was a woman brushing the floor over by the bar. I decided to see what she could tell me.
Excuse me. What is the name of this hotel?
To tell the truth, sir, it keeps changing every blessed 5 minutes. 1 minute it's one thing, the next it's another.
Yes, but... what's it called now?
I'm not supposed to stand around here chatting, sir. I've got a job to do.
Look, suppose I was to make it worth your while. You give me some information I need, and I'll see you're well rewarded. What do you say?
Well, look, sir, I've got a little sort of place just here. We could go in there, as long as it's only a minute or two, and I mean that, sir.
I promise.
Right, then. In here, sir. Here we are, sir. This is your room.
What?
The bathroom's just there, sir. And that's the telephone for room service and outside calls.
Yes, I know.
And there's the paper on the desk there, and there's the radio over the bed. If there's anything you want, please don't hesitate to ask.
Hello.
Mr. Carter?
Yes?
Mr. Carter?
Yes, what is it?
Can you hear me?
This is the second time you've phoned. What's going on?
Can you hear me? No answer.
That song... a car. I'm mad. Oh, damn. Fell asleep. Cigarette. Oh, I must get some matches.
Porter,
sir?
I need a box of matches. Can you help me?
Oh, sorry, sir. You have to get them from the barman.
Now, where is the barman?
Oh, he's not here at the moment, sir. He won't be long. There's a gentleman sitting there, sir. Perhaps he can help you.
Right. I'll ask him.
Very good, sir.
I'm sorry to bother you. I wonder if you could oblige me with a light.
What? What?
Are you all right?
I... What were you saying?
I asked if you had a light.
Sorry, I don't smoke.
Oh, well, thank you anyway.
Do you mind if I ask you something? May I?
Of course.
It's just that... I don't know where I am.
How do you mean?
Where am I? In God's name, where am I?
The lounge.
Of?
The Welburn Hotel.
Wait a minute. We've said all this before.
Yes. Look, I've got to be going. I'm meeting my wife.
And now I ask you your name and you say... Carter.
Robert Carter.
And now the porter turns.
I've got your suitcase, sir. If you'll just follow me, I'll lead you to your room.
Then you went off and started asking questions of that barman. Oh, I think we've taken a wrong turning or something.
We can't have done.
Well, I can't see any garage, can you? We should have reached it by now.
Look, over there, ahead. There's a signpost.
What does it say?
I can't see yet. Keep driving.
Well?
It's a station signpost. Station, turn right 50 yards ahead.
Ah, oh, at last.
We've done it.
Listen, what are you going to do when I've dropped you off at the station?
I don't know. For that matter, what are you going to do?
Well, let's worry about that when we get there. Well, things must get clearer when we get to the station. Surely we can't arrive at a station and not have any indication of where we are.
Here. Turn right here.
I don't believe it. We're back at the hotel.
Yes.
So?
So? I'm going to have a few words with that manager in there. Stay here. I won't be long.
Hey, you.
Are you addressing me, sir?
Yes, I'm addressing you. Thank you very much for the wonderful directions you gave to the station.
The station is no distance away, sir. I'm surprised you've had trouble.
Maybe so, but we are finding it very hard to get there, and I wonder if you would be good enough to tell me if you have a roadmap of the area.
I have, sir.
And does the roadmap of the area contain the names of the streets and the name of the area itself?
Naturally, sir.
Then may I have this roadmap?
You mean you want to take it away with you?
I do.
I'm sorry, sir. I'd like to help you, but it's the only map we have.
In that case, could I have a look at it and copy down the information I need?
Of course, sir. No trouble. Just follow me into my office here. Here we are, sir. This is your room. The bathroom is just there, sir. And that's the telephone for room service and outside calls. Oh, and there's a radio above your bed. And if there's anything else you want, don't hesitate to ask.
Paul.
Yes? What?
Take it easy. Nothing's happening. Nothing.
How long have I been asleep?
It doesn't matter.
Why were you calling my name?
Dreams. Imagination is a wonderful thing.
We're back, aren't we? Back where we started.
The question is, when did it start?
There must be an answer.
Oh, of course. In fact, I think I know it.
Well? What?
After you came charging into the hotel to have your confrontation with the manager, I sat in the car waiting for you. I didn't know what was going to happen. My brain wasn't working anymore. Maybe you'd return with some facts and figures or information, something that could point us in some sort of direction, give us a clue to something. However, I just went on sitting. Nothing was happening. Then suddenly I felt that I had to make one more try, one last attempt at getting away, there and then, not even wait to see if you turned up.
Why didn't you come into the hotel to see what was going on?
If I came into the hotel, I'd end up in my room. I knew that. So I drove away. It was as though something had taken charge of me. I drove off down the road, taking a different route to the one we'd taken before. And when I looked at the petrol gauge, I saw that there was plenty of petrol. Not running low at all. The strange thing was that this time, I seemed to know exactly where to go. I kept on for a couple of miles, and after a while, I pulled up by some traffic lights. Although they weren't really traffic lights, just something like traffic lights. White, piercing into my eyes. I turned right, and I immediately knew exactly where I was. At least I could remember the place. Remember it from some time. I passed a large reservoir. A plane flew overhead, low. It was landing. Of course. Heathrow. Then ahead of me, someone standing on the roadside thumbed a lift. I stopped. He got in and we drove on.
Where was he going?
He made some remark about the car radio, so I turned it on.
Time after time. Frank Sinatra.
That's right.
And the man was going to Richmond.
That's right. It was you.
A car horn sounded.
Then...
what?
Well, I was here in this hotel, in the lounge. I went out of the main door and I saw my car was in the forecourt. And when I came back in, I saw this other man sitting in the lounge.
Me?
Yes. You, my dear fellow. And you told me that you didn't know who you were. And I turned away, and when I turned back, you were gone. So I came up here to your room and found you asleep on the bed.
So what do you make of it?
Only that I'm mad. Strange, isn't it? We don't expect madness to feel like this. We don't expect to feel so normal.
You're not mad.
As a hatter.
And what do you think this place is? A madhouse?
Something like that. Something different to the way it looks to me.
But why should you suddenly go mad?
Well, I didn't know how sudden it was, do I?
And me?
Well, now, I don't think you exist.
Now, wait a
minute. I mean that you're just in my head. You don't exist. There are times when you disappear in front of my eyes. Now, you're a ghost, Paul. Living in my head. And the truth is, I'm all alone talking to myself in the madhouse.
So what happens?
Nothing. I just stay here.
For how long?
As long as it takes. Whatever it is.
We can't stay here. We must get out.
It's all a waste of time. Don't you realize that?
I think you're wrong.
Well, I don't care what ghosts think.
Let's try once more.
You go. I'm tired.
Just once more.
I feel very tired.
We must try.
You try. I'm going back to my room. Have a little sleep.
Listen, I'll have another go. If I get through, I'll come back for you, okay?
Fine.
I'll have to take your car.
I'll take it. The keys are in the ignition.
I don't like leaving you here. It's wrong.
Makes no difference.
We both.
Words in my head, dear boy. You're just words in my head. Besides, it's not really such a bad place when one thinks about it. Comfortable. Everything to hand. Besides, I think that I've got a much nicer room than you. I don't like black very much.
Black? It's not black.
Off you go, Paul. You'll be back. Circles in circles. All the same. Good luck.
Are you leaving, sir?
I intend to. And this time I won't be coming back.
May I ask where you're going?
Well, I wish I knew. Let's just say out of town, shall we?
And may I ask your form of transport?
I'm taking Mr. Carter's car.
And Mr. Carter?
He isn't coming.
I see. I'm afraid Mr. Carter's card is no longer there.
Why not?
It was towed away.
Then I'll take a taxi.
I'm sorry, sir, there aren't any taxis.
You're lying.
Excuse me. I see. Yes, thank you.
I think that you're lying about the car.
No, Mr. Wood, I'm not lying. The police took it away.
For what reason?
They didn't tell me.
They didn't tell Mr. Carter either.
I think you'll find they did.
I think you'll find they didn't. He told me to take his car. He told me 5 minutes ago. He told me the keys were in the ignition. He knew nothing about the car being towed away. Now, will you do one simple thing for me? One simple, uncomplicated thing? Would you please just ring his room and ask him if he knew about his car being taken?
I'm afraid he wouldn't answer his phone.
Just try it and see.
What I meant, sir, was that
When my telephone rang just now, it was to say that Mr. Carter has been found dead in his room.
Who found him?
The porter.
What was the porter doing in his room?
I don't know yet.
Or haven't had time to make it up. What is he supposed to have died of?
I don't know that either.
I bet you don't. Because it's all lies, as I said. Lies about the taxes, lies about the car, lies about him being dead. Ever since I came, it's been lies.
I'm not lying.
You say Mr. Carter is dead. Is he still in his room?
He should be.
Excuse me, sir. I've left Mr. Carter on the floor and I've locked his room. Shall I call the police?
What happened?
He phoned down to me requesting some coffee. When I took it up, his door was locked. I kept knocking but got no answer. I had an idea that something may be wrong, so I used the skeleton key and unlocked his door. And, well, he was lying on the floor. Shall I phone the police now?
Wait a moment.
It's not because I'm standing here that you're worried about phoning the police, is it?
Of course not.
Then I'm sure you wouldn't be worried either if I asked you to let me see Mr. Carter's body.
I don't have to.
But will you?
Certainly. We'll go together.
Fine. But I'll take the key, if you don't mind, so that I can make sure that I open his door and not you open mine.
As far as I'm concerned, you're perfectly at liberty to leave, Mr. Wood. The main door, as you could see, is open. However, in the circumstances, I think the police will want a word with you.
First, I want to have a little look in Mr. Carter's room, if that's all right with you, is it?
Here's the key.
Thank you.
Let's go then.
Oh, my God.
Well, as you can see, there's no doubt about Mr. Carter being dead.
This is how I found him, sir. I haven't touched anything.
Satisfied, Mr. Wood?
No, I'm not satisfied. I'm a long way from being satisfied. First of all, where is the coffee that Carter ordered?
Well, if we're going to play detectives, I think it's time I phoned the real one.
Where's the coffee? The coffee that Carter ordered?
It's down on the next landing, sir. I left it there on my way down just now.
Oh, indeed.
You'll excuse me, Mr. Wood, but I'm going to phone the police.
You're going to have some tricky explaining to do, my friend. Carter left me about 15 minutes ago saying he was going back to his room to have a little sleep. Now, Mr. Carter is a man who appeared to be in normal good health. So when, on going back to his room, he suddenly dies, the obvious medical diagnosis would be a heart attack or a stroke or something like that. Well, gentlemen, as you can all too plainly see, it certainly wasn't anything like that. Carter's face is badly damaged, his neck is obviously broken. So are both his legs, it seems. In short, it looks more as if he'd been attacked by a raving maniac or savaged by a lion. Yes. Quite a bit of explaining to do.
And what about your explaining? After all, you were the last person to see him alive.
You still haven't phoned the police. Nervous?
Switchboard, get me the police urgently. I'm afraid that I really shall have to ask you to stay here while the police make their... Hello? The police? This is the manager
of... Put it down.
What?
Put that phone down, quick.
And if I don't?
Don't try calling my bluff.
Are you confessing to the murder, Mr. Wood?
It's the police that suddenly bothered me. I suddenly wondered who they would be, what part they would be playing in this game. Sorry, but it's time for me to go. First, I break the telephone. Keys, please. And now, I'll just lock you up in here. You've still got the window, of course, but it's two floors up, and by the time you've sorted that out, I'll be well on my way.
You're wasting your time.
That's what Mr. Carter said. But we'll see. Excuse me. Can I have a word with you?
Yes?
I need help. Can you please tell me how to get out of this town?
Why don't you take the bus?
Where is the bus?
Well, I haven't traveled by bus for a long time, but I believe there's a stop just around the corner there. You see?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your help.
Not at all.
Here. It's no use you standing there. You're wasting your time.
What?
The bus doesn't come this way anymore. I should know. I've lived in this house long enough.
Then why have they got a bus stop here?
Where are you going?
I want to get out of town. Just out of town, away.
There's only one way out of town, and it's too far to walk. It's miles. I'm going inside. You be on your way. Goodbye.
Oh, don't go.
Goodbye.
Oh, let me inside.
What?
Well, if you let me come inside for a moment, no one would see us, and you could tell me the right road to take.
It's really not too much to ask, is it?
Can you see anyone in sight?
No.
All right. Come on. But make it snappy.
Thanks. I promise... No. No, wait. I almost fell for it, didn't I? If I go in your house, I'm suddenly back in my room at the hotel, aren't I? And you're pointing out the bathroom and the telephone and the radio above the bed?
You can't trust anyone, can you?
I am on the right road, aren't I? In spite of what you said, I am on the right road.
Find out for yourself.
I will. Don't worry.
I will.
Oh, God. Are you all right?
What happened?
Well, you ran right in front of me. I didn't have a chance to stop. Can you walk?
I'm fine, just fine. Leave me alone.
You don't look too good.
Oh, do me a favor. Just drive on.
Could I at least give you a lift somewhere?
No, thank you kindly. Because wherever you promised to take me, I'd end up back at the hotel.
Which hotel?
I don't even know the name of it.
Well, I think you ought to rest for a while. You sound as if you were a bit of concussion.
Just tell me, if I keep on down the road, legs permitting, will I get out of town?
Well, it's not exactly a straight line. It's a bit more complicated than that.
You do surprise me.
Why don't you tell me where you're going and I'll take you there?
First of all, tell me where we are at the moment.
About 2 miles from Strawberry Hill and 4 miles from Richmond.
What's your name?
Anne.
Well, listen, Anne. If I had any sense at all, I'd just keep going and not listen to anyone. But you've messed up my legs a bit, so I'll do a deal. I'll come in the car with you, providing you drive completely to my instructions.
What's your name?
Paul.
Well, listen, Paul. I think I ought to tell you to take a running jump.
I wish I could.
Do you want taking out of town or don't you?
All right. All right. I'll trust you.
Get in, then.
Remember now, drive to my instructions.
Anything you say.
How long will it be before we're out of town?
About 5 minutes.
Come on, then. Let's go. Why are you slowing down?
There's a traffic light ahead.
Keep going.
But it's red.
Drive through it.
Paul!
Drive through it. Good girl.
I think I'm going to drop you off somewhere. You're crazy.
That's true.
What are you going to do when you get out of town?
I just know I'll be all right then, that's all.
Well, I hope so.
How long did you say it would take us?
About 5 minutes.
I would have thought we'd been going more than 5 minutes already.
Hell.
What's wrong?
There's a policeman. He's flagging us down.
Take no notice.
Now, wait.
Take no notice. I remember all this.
What?
Don't stop.
I've got to, Paul. Don't be ridiculous. Is something wrong, officer?
Sorry, ma'am. There's been an accident. The road's blocked here.
Drive on.
Paul!
Drive on, quick.
Oi! Oi, you can't go that way!
Paul, now there's a roadblock.
Drive through it. Just keep driving.
The end of my license.
Just keep going. What are you doing?
I'm moving into the right-hand lane. That's what I'm doing.
Why?
Because the signpost coming up says station. Turn right, 100 yards ahead. And that's where I'm dropping you.
Oh, don't turn right. Keep going. It won't lead to the station.
It does.
It won't.
Sorry, Paul. I've had enough.
Please, Anne.
Sorry? No.
Either drive me out of this place or get out of the car and I'll drive it myself. I mean it.
Okay. Okay.
That's better. And thanks.
Anyway, I'll have to stop. I'm running a bit short of petrol.
There's enough.
Why can't I stop for some petrol, for heaven's sake?
There's enough. Listen, Anne, if you pull into a garage for petrol, the attendant will only tell you that he hasn't got any. And he'll suggest you go to a garage about 100 yards down the road first on the left. Only there won't be a garage 100 yards down the road.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. I'm afraid you've got to trust me, crazy or not.
If I want to keep my car, I don't seem to have much choice. I must must say that when I started out, I didn't realize I was going to end up as virtually a kidnap case.
It's me that's the kidnap case.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Someone's kidnapped me, Anne. Kidnapped and brainwashed. But I'll lick it.
If I had any sense, I'd run you to the hospital.
Forget it.
There's another traffic light coming. It's red.
It'll always be red.
What do I do?
Keep going.
Paul, I've got to stop.
Keep going.
It's too dangerous.
Keep going. Just keep going.
No.
Do as you're told.
Paul.
Keep going. See? There was nothing. Nothing.
God. Have you got a cigarette?
Sorry, I don't smoke.
Oh, wonderful.
Don't worry, Jill. Any minute now, I'll be buying you as many cigarettes as you want.
My name is Anne. Remember?
Could I ever forget?
You just called me Jill.
Jill?
That's what you said.
That's my wife's name. I've remembered it. Jill, that's her name.
It must be heartwarming to have a husband who remembers such things.
It's coming back. Clear. John, Alison.
Who are they?
My children. John and Alison. Yes. 8071. That's the number, and that's my telephone number. Oh, stop the car. I want to make a phone call.
I was just going to. We're there.
What?
We're out of the town, Paul. This is it.
You mean it? We've made it?
I mean it.
Anne, you're fabulous. We did it. Come with them all. We did it.
Looks like we did. The cowboys win again.
Pull out by that shop there. I'll buy you some celebration fags and see if I can phone Jill. We made it, Anne. We made it. Hang on. I won't be long.
Some strong cigarettes, Paul. Make sure they're strong.
The strongest they've got.
Nice day, sir.
It's improving. It's improving by the second. Could I have a packet of your strongest cigarettes, please?
Oh, certainly. These be all right.
If they're strong, they'll be fine.
Now, anything else, sir?
Is there a phone in the shop?
Only a private one, sorry.
Could I use it, please?
But I've only got my private phone, sir. It's in the sitting room.
It's rather important I make a call. I wouldn't ask otherwise.
Well, if it is important, it's through here, sir. I'll show you.
No. Forget it.
Pardon, sir?
It's all right. Sorry I ask.
But you haven't got your cigarettes, sir.
Keep them.
That was quick.
Surprised to see me.
Only that you've been so quick.
No, Anne. I think you're surprised to see me at all.
Oh, why should I?
It was all set up, wasn't it? Even you. Bring me to the brink of success and then... I was just about to step into that sitting room to make my phone call when I realized just in time that the sitting room would have a telephone, all right. And a bathroom. And notepaper on a side table. And a radio above the bed. Get out.
Paul.
We're not out of town, are we? There's still some way to go.
That's right. But you'll never get there.
Get out. Go to hell.
In you.
Wrong. I know what I'm doing now and soon.
Maurice?
What?
I said Maurice.
Who's he?
No bells ringing?
None.
Maurice Estate. Now any bells?
Go on.
You've been so busy trying to work things out one way and another that you haven't even noticed the make of a car. That's right, Paul. A Maurice Estate.
The same make as my own car.
It's not the same make. This is your car. JKN405N. Now who's surprised?
Why won't it start?
It's empty. I told you we were running out of petrol.
Right. It's time to walk again.
Never say die.
Not if I can help it. Goodbye, whoever you are.
I'll be seeing you.
Excuse me. Can you help me?
Yes?
Can you please tell me how to get out of this damn town?
Take the bus.
Oh, God, it's you, isn't it? I spoke to you not long ago.
Take a bus. Go back to the hotel. Go to your room. Relax.
You go to hell. I'm on the right road. I know I am.
Just go back to your room. Take things easy. Stop struggling. You must be very tired.
I'll know when I'm there.
I'm afraid not.
I'll find out.
Just circles, Mr. Wood. Just circles.
Are you all right?
What?
I said, are you all right? You look worn out.
I'm all right. I'm trying to get to Richmond.
Oh, it's on my way. Jump in.
No, thanks.
You sure?
I can make it.
Well, by the look of you, I doubt it. Still, suit yourself. Come on.
Wait a minute.
How far is it to Richmond?
A mile and a half, at least.
I've changed my mind. Let me in.
Why are you walking, anyway?
I feel tired.
You sure you're all right?
Just tired.
Haven't you got a car?
It ran out of petrol down the road somewhere. I've left it. I've got to meet my wife.
Well, wouldn't it be better if I drove you to a garage so you could get some petrol? Wouldn't it?
Sorry, what?
I said, don't you want me to drop you at a garage so you can get some petrol? So you can.
God, I feel so tired.
Well, you just lie back. Take it easy. Which part of Richmond do you want?
No point in going to the garage. They'll only say they haven't any petrol. They'll say, go to the other one. Turn left and go to the other one. Only there won't be another one.
Well, you take it easy. I'll drop you at the station.
I was going so well. I thought I had it all worked out. Things were becoming clearer. No, they're getting mixed again. Tired out. I'm going to get to the station.
Why not?
It all ends up at the hotel, the Welburn Hotel. That's not its real name, of course. It's just a name that Carter made up. Carter's dead now.
Carter? Well, that's my name. My name's Carter.
Robert Carter?
Yes. How the hell did you know that?
Oh, I see. I see.
Well, I don't. How did you know my name?
Put your radio on.
Why? What for?
Just put it on.
Well,
I nearly made it.
He's gone.
Yes, Doctor.
Damn.
You did your best.
Turn it off.
I'm sorry about the news.
Hello, Stephen. Thought you were on leave.
I've just got back.
Nice to be some people.
What happened?
This chap, Wood, he was driving to Richmond, runs out of petrol. Problems a lift, it seems, in this other fellow's car, a chap named Carter. And they're involved in a stupid crash when they're hit in the back by a drunken driver. The driver's killed outright. But Wood and Carter survived. I had them in intensive care pretty quickly, and they both stood a reasonable chance. Carter died after about an hour, but Wood made quite a fight of it. I really thought he was going to come through. Then he suddenly seemed to give up. And that was that.
Does his wife know yet?
Not yet. I'm just going to have a word with her.
And Carter?
Not married.
I'll see you later, then. I'll buy you a drink.
Thanks.
In fact, I'll buy you a couple. Holidays make me generous. Hello, nurse.
Doctor. Dr. Welburn.
Yes, nurse.
Mrs. Wood is here now.